السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to our esteemed listeners of Markaz Sahaba, Voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and our esteemed listeners of Radio Al Ansar International on this beautiful Thursday morning, the 13th of November 2025, corresponding with the 22nd of Jumadul Ula, 1447. يا ربي لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك الحمد لله الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كل بني آدم خطاء وخير الخطائين التوابون صدق الله مولانا العظيم حضرت مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دامت بركاته اهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful morning. May Allah Ta'ala bless you and Afa with afiyat and good health. Hadrat Mufti Sahib, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum on a Salim Kareem and Appa and family. Jazakallahu khairan to our technician, Brother Junaid Khan. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrahli swadri wa yasilli amri. واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 22nd of Jumad al-Ula 1447. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, today we start and commence a new chapter, a new surah, and it is called Suratul Hashr. And this surah was revealed, remember, after the hijrah, after the migration of Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam from Makkah Mukarramah to Madinah Munawwarah. And it comprises 24 verses. Why is it called Suratul Hashr? This now right in the beginning, in today's lesson, we will understand it. So today we focus on verses number 1 and number 2 of chapter 59. To understand today's lesson, we need to understand the background. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's Milad Mubarak, honorable, auspicious birth took place in Makkah Mukarramah on the 20th of April, the year 571, Gregorian calendar. And then for 53 years, the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam stayed in Makkah Mukarramah. But these mushrikeen, idol worshippers, their torture, persecution of the companions, all that intensified. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala sent wahi revelation to the Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, give permission to them, the companions, they can migrate to Medina Munawwara. And that is how the migration started. And then eventually the Master Alayhi Salatu Salam and Sayyidina Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anh, the greatest person to walk on this earth after all the prophets and messengers alayhi salatu salam migrated, as enshrined in the noble Quran, chapter number 9, verse number 40, Thani Asnaini Ithuma Filghar. When they arrived in Medina Munawwara, they will for a long time before remember three Jewish tribes, and they were the Banu Nadir, the Banu Qurayza, the Banu Qaynuqa, and all of them were there already. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam received wahi already that these people are a treacherous people and a mal'oon and a cursed nation. But nevertheless, for the sake of peace, a mu'ahada, that was an agreement was made with everybody, that these were them, the Jews, the munafiqeen, the hypocrites, and the true Muslims, the Sahaba, that Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be the leader, and they must not attack one another, and if somebody attacks them from outside, they all will be united, and so forth and so on. But clandestine activities of the Jutlas always continued. So one day, they, the Banu Nadir, this is one of the tribes of the Jutlas of the Jews of Medina Munawwara. Now a question comes, what were they doing in Medina Munawwara? Before the Muslims arrived from Makkah, they were there long time ago. Because in their scriptures, it was mentioned already that the final messenger will come to Medina Munawwara. The name at that time was Yathrib. So for us today to say Yathrib is not permissible. So that is how they landed up there. And they were 100% sure that the last and final messenger will come from Banu Ishaq, from the progeny of Ishaq alayhi salatu salam, Isaac, peace be upon him. But Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla in His Hikmatullah al-Baligha, in His complete wisdom, sent the last and final messenger from Banu Ismail. That from Nabi Ismail alayhi salatu salam, what you Jutla say Ishmael, from his progeny. And once that it happened, so then the jealousy and the hatred took over, and that is why they rejected Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the message and the messenger, illa qalil, except few of them embraced Islam. Because of this, that why did he, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Milad Mubarak, honorable birthday place, and then the lineage goes to Banu Ismail, the progeny of Nabi Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. So that is where the conflict tension already started, based on jealousy, hatred, enmity, and so forth. Nevertheless, so now, this is in the fourth year of the Hijrah. We should know this here. The first year of the Hijrah was Muwakhat. Muwakhat means that the Muhajir and Ansar were paid off as brothers. They would inherit also from one another as a temporary measure. Second year was, we must remember, the Battle of Badr, and that was during Ramadan, 17 Ramadan on a Friday. And third year, remember, was Uhud, and that is outside Medina Munawwara during the month of Shawwal, and that is outside Medina Munawwara. And then in the fourth year of the Hijrah, during the month of Rabiul Awwal, this incident took place. They, the Banu Nadir, they invited Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, we want to have some bilateral talks and so forth. But it was all a strategy, Allah forbid, to assassinate the Master alayhi salatu salam. So the Master alayhi salatu salam was going, and then en route, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam received wahi that these people have placed one huge rock, and they're going to throw it in your direction. Allah forbid to try and assassinate you. Then the Master alayhi salatu salam came back, mobilized, galvanized the army, and said, now we must surround them. That is the Banu Nadir, they in Medina Munawwara, the Jutlas, for their treachery. You can see the whole world sees their treachery now, how they are worse than Hitler and the Nazis and so forth and so on. So nevertheless, then they took sanctuary, that is the Jutlas and the Jews, in their forts. And they thought that now they will be safe there. But lo and behold, that the Muslims surrounded them. Now they realized that there's no escape for them. So then they were expelled and sent into exile. Therefore, the surah chapter is called Suratul Hashr. Hashr in this text and context means to be sent into exile. So where were they sent to? They were sent to from Medina Munawwara to Khaybar. You get out your jutlas, you are treacherous people, you made an agreement with me, and then you violated it. Like you'll see just now in the news, views, interviews. Every day they are violating the agreement and the ceasefire and so forth and so on. So that is why this battle took place and so forth. And they were expelled from Medina Munawwara. And that is why it is called Suratul Hashr. So at least that much we should understand. This is a brief, you understand, history that I mentioned. So now as we go along, you will understand it better. Today's lesson, Suratul Hashr, chapter number 59, revealed after the Hijrah to Medina Munawwara, the migration, and it comprises 24 verses. So Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, who is very, very gracious, very merciful. Sometimes we find that Almighty Allah Jalla wa Jalla starts the surah chapter with sabbaha. Sabbaha is in a past tense, and sometimes Almighty Allah Jalla wa Jalla mentions it in the present and future tense. It's like in Suratul Jumu'ah, chapter number 62, 11 verses there. يُسَبِّحُ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. So you will find both types. So why? That everything is now singing the glory of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and praising Almighty Allah. So whether you say سَبَّحَ in the past tense or يُسَبِّحُ لِلَّهِ, that is in the present and future tense, so the meaning will be the same in the sense. Huwa, He Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is that supreme being. Munazzahun anil uyubi wal naqais. He is free and He transcends every defect, every shortcoming and every weakness. He is more perfect than the word perfect. Therefore, whether you look at Quran Sharif, you look at Sunnah Mubarakah, always it is Subhanallah. What a fatha, what a zabar on the noon, which means sabbahtu subhanallah, that I am now praising and glorifying and singing the praises of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. Sabbaha lillahi ma fi samawati wa ma fil ard. Whatever is in the celestial creation, that is the sun, the moon, the stars, the planets, the Milky Way, what we know, what we don't know. Everything is praising, they're singing the glory and praising Almighty Allah. Wa ma fil ard, and whatever is on the earth, remember that is a terrestrial creation. So whether it be the fish in the ocean or in the rivers or in the lakes and dams and so forth, whether it be the animals there, remember in the forests and jungles, whether it be the reptiles and so forth, everything, remember, is praising Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Therefore, for me and you, you see now, November, December is Jalsa season. Bukhari Sharif Khatam here and there and everywhere. So Imam Bukhari Rahimullah completed his work, his magnum opus, his Sahih Bukhari, which he compiled in 16 years. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhanallahil Azim. So Subhanallah, all praises is due to Almighty Allah alone. He transcends every weakness, shortcoming and defect. And praises to Him, and Subhanallah al-Azim. And for Almighty Allah Jalla Wala are the praises, and He is Azim, He is majestic. So that is how he concluded it. Hafiz ibn Hajar rahimahullah wrote a great work, and that is called Bulughul Maram. Also on hadith and the dalail and the proof of the fiqh Shafi'iyya, the Shafi'i school. So majority of the dalail evidence you will find there. So he also completed his work like that. سَبَّحَ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Everybody, animate, inanimate, are praising Almighty Allah except this human being. Remember, from them, 8 billion plus people on this earth today, and you find majority of them reject Almighty Allah, reject the message and the messenger, and the jinnat as well, the invisible creation, created from the smokeless fire, مِن نَارِ سَمُومِ. وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. He Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is all powerful and all wise. Now take you back to the fourth year of the Hijrah. 40 of the migration, they wanted to assassinate Allah forbid, Allah forbid. Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This invitation was a ploy and a strategy that they used that, you see. But Allah Ta'ala informed Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam before time. And then the army and the Muslims were galvanized and organized and they came there. Huwalladhi, He Almighty Allah is the Supreme Being. Akhrajal ladhina kafaru, who expelled the non-Muslims, min ahlil kitab, from the people of the book. So remember, Jutlas are kuffar also, Christians are kuffar, non-Muslims also, and they min ahlil kitab, the people of the book, given the book, the constitution, which they themselves corrupted and interpolated, they brought about additions, omissions. You can't find a single copy of the original Torah that was revealed to Moshe, as the Jutla say, that was revealed to Moses, that we say Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam, his Nami Ismigrami mentioned 136 times in the noble Quran, the most for any prophet and messenger. He was dark in complexion, but Allah elevates him more and more. So now you go to the Injil, and that is the gospel, revealed to Jesus, Nabi Isa alayhi salatu salam, his Nami Ismigrami mentioned 25 times in the Quran. You can't ask a pope, you can't ask a priest, you can't ask a pastor, that where is the original copy of the Injil, the gospel. Ask the chief rabbi of the rogue apartheid terrorist Nazi regime of Israel, or the chief rabbi of South Africa, where is the original Torah? How many of you have memorized it? The answer is 000, not one. And they don't have a single copy. This is the distinction of the Quran Sharif. It is in its pristine purity. No addition, no omission, no interpolation. Never mind 1, 2, 3. Millions of male, female, adult and children have committed it to memory and by-hearted it. And lo and behold, in this day and this age is more non-Arabs compared to the Arab Tanpur dictators that have by-hearted the noble Quran. Another unique feature and characteristic of Islam, remember that. Kafaru min ahlil kitab min diyarihim. So now from their homes, they in Medina Munawwara, they were expelled. Li awwalil hashar. And this is for the first exile. You got it now? So what will be the meaning of Hashar? Hashar means assembly, congregation. So therefore the day of justice also is called Yomul Hashar. But in this text and context, it means the first exile. It means the Jutlas will be exiled many times. 109 countries expel them. And inshallah al-Aziz, in our lifetime, they will be expelled from it. From there, remember Al-Quds, Masjid al-Aqsa, Palestine, and the whole historic Palestine, they'll be kicked out from there in our lifetime. Already 2 million of them left the haramis. Now they thought they will take sanctuary and refuge in their forts. So if you go there, you will see the historic places, you see. مَا ظَنَنْتُمْ أَنْ يَخْرُجُوا. You Muslims did not think that they will leave there, because they were quite powerful and they were people who were treacherous. So now they were the ones there seeking refuge, sanctuary, they in their forts. وَظَنُّوا. And they, the Jutlas, the Jews, what they were thinking, what was their strategy? أَنَّهُمْ مَانِيَتُهُمْ حُسُونُهُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ. That their forts, حُسُونُهُمْ, the plural of Hisnun. So Hisnun, one fort, and Husun, remember, several forts. So that will give them protection min Allah, against Allah Ta'ala, and they will be able to stay there. But what happened? فَأَتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَمْ يَحْتَسِبُوا. So Almighty Allah's command came to them from where they never expected it. So now how Allah Ta'ala's command came and Allah Ta'ala's instructions came against them. وَقَذَفَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمُ الرُّعْبَ. وَقَذَفَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمُ الرُّعْبَ. And Allah Ta'ala cast in their heart that awe, that fear. And they said, we better take our stuff, whatever we can get, and leave and get out from here, before there's more trouble and so forth and so on. يُخْرِبُونَ بُيُوتَهُمْ بِأَيْدِيهِمْ. So they destroyed their own hands, with their own hands, their homes. So they broke this wall, broke this window, broke that. That is Jutla. Jutla is a cursed nation. The swines, the pigs, the monkeys, donkeys and dogs they are. All these words are mentioned for Jews and Jutlas in the Noble Quran. So in those days already, so now they knew they have to get out and leave here and go there to Khaybar. So 1 hour, 1 hour 40 minutes, 1 hour 30 minutes, nowadays by car, you see, depending what speed you drive, so that, and you should visit it. يُخْرِبُونَ بُيُوتَهُمْ وَأَيْدِيهِمْ. With their own hands, they destroyed their own homes and so. وَأَيْدِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And the Muslims also destroyed it. You see that, to get them out. Come on, out from here, you haramis. فَعَتَبِرُوا. Take heed, يَا أُولِي الْأَبْصَارِ, O people of sight and insight. So one is our basarat and one is basirat. Basarat, our eyes, and basirat, remember the insight we have, insight, foresight and so forth. So we must take heed from this. We were there in Karachi writing examination, and when they hanged and executed Zulfikar Ali Bhutto, 79, around there, so remember, then there was a big commotion outside. And then we were wondering, so people finished the examination, and they saw, they just dropped one newspaper, one page. The newspaper was called Jasarat. And there it was written, فَعَتَبِرُوا يَا أُولِي الْأَبْصَارِ. Yesterday he was Prime Minister, and today he's executed. That is Zulfikar Ali Bhutto. And the guy who pulled that string, they gave him 50 rupees. So this is how Almighty Allah Jalla Wala humiliates the tinpot dictators and so forth and so on. So remember, Jutla, Jew, we can never ever trust. Biggest crooks on this earth they are. And you can see the banking industry, you can see the pornography industry, you can see the homosexuality, you can see the interest. And that is what really made Hitler go mad, you understood. He said, you're charging my people exorbitant sum of interest. You come here, you corrupt the morals of my people. Almighty Allah created Adam and Eve. You say Adam and Steve. And then you go there on TV and you show all these open movies to corrupt the youth. So let me fix you up. So Hitler was right on many issues. And all that 6 million and all bunkum, all that. Remember, not even 1 billion. Not even 1 million, leave billion. So not even 1 million were killed and so forth. But the Jutlas are masters of hasbara and propaganda and lies. So therefore, everything now is turning against them. Go read the people who are Jews and see what they write against them. So go see Norman Finkelstein, go see Ilan Pape, go see Gideon Levy, go see Amira Hess. Go read their works and articles and so forth. If we say something, we can be biased. This is your own people. And they know better than all of you, because they are not biased and prejudiced. So therefore, we should know this type of thing. But the problem is what is with us Muslims. 80-90% of the Muslims want to sit on their laurels and think of Hadi and just eat popcorn and waste time, you understand? Wal Asri, Allah takes a qasam on time. Wal Fajri is Fajr time. Our Honorable Ustad Sheikh Muhammad Ali Sabuni, Rahimahullah, of Halab, of Aleppo, spending more than 50 years in Makkah Mukarramah and passing away there in Istanbul, in Turkey. Allah grant him Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. So he writes in his tafsir, go open his various tafsir and commentary of the Quran. إِنَّ اللَّهَ أَقْسَمَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ ذِي شَعْنٍ. Verily, Allah takes an oath only on that which is very, very important and significant. So Allah take an oath on time. The first word, the first verb, the first commandment, Allah Jalla Wala revealed to the Mubarak, honorable, the best of the best hearts in the entire universe, the heart Mubarak of the Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Iqra', read, read. Chapter 96, Surah Alaq, first 5 verses revealed, and the word Iqra was mentioned twice. First time you read, so you learn. And before teaching others, so go read again and again and again and verify it. So see, we are commanded, but this Ummah does not want to read. They just waste their time with the TV, with their phones, and in futile activities, playing paddle, and Allah alone knows what other nonsensical things. You must remember this. Waqt-e tulu dekha, waqt-e ghuroob dekha, ab fikr-e akhirat-e dunya ko khub dekha. What the Shair says, I saw the rise of people, I saw the fall of people and nations. O Muslim, O Muslima, O human being, now you saw so much of this world. So start concerning yourself with the post-death. What will happen to me or to you after we pass away? Every day we hear, this person passed away, this person, a close colleague of ours, Maulana Mufti Hanif Abdul Majid Maimon, he passed away yesterday, and he was remembered there in Karachi, cancer and so forth. So Allah grant him Jannat al-Firdaus. He was with us there, Darul Newcastle, 1990, 91, 92, and then he went back, you see that? So yesterday he passed away tragically. Allah Jalla wa Ala Jannat al-Firdaus Naseeb Farmai, Allah Ta'ala grant his family and all of them brothers and all of them sabre jameel. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today is the 22nd of Jumad al-Ula in Makkah Mukarrama, Madinah Munawwara, Aqsa al-Mubarak, and 95-99% of the cities, countries of the world. 1447. These are the news, views, interviews locally, nationally, internationally. The head of the Israeli army condemns the settlers. Can you believe that? He says what you are doing is totally unacceptable and so forth, and we, the army, must take action and so forth. So that's exactly what I'm telling you, that these are haramis. They are wajibul qatal. Wajibul qatal means one settler, one bullet, you see that? And we have no empathy, no sympathy. But if you hear the interview of the head of the Israeli army, so he says this is just a fringe group, a minority group. No, it is majority of the Jutlas who want it like that. Just kill and kill and kill the Palestinians. And you got your madcap, you understood there, Ben-Gvir, a proper racist and a terrorist and a murderer. He says, kill them. He and Smotrich, and they expel them, and so forth. So these are the biggest haramis. We have to hang them in public. That is our Islamic law for these haramis. It's majority of them. So yesterday, Israel opened, you must remember, that is by northern Gaza. So United Nations, under their supervision, aid can come in, because there's huge pressure on Israel. You are humiliated, disgraced, you are war criminals, you are guilty of genocide, Gaza genocide, GG. Every day we must remind them, and ethnic cleansing, and the world is witnessing that you are the biggest terrorists and murderers and occupiers on earth. Ukraine is falling apart, victory to Russia. You must know which horse to follow, you see. So you must know which horse to bet on. Betting is haram and that, but it's an English expression. So I told you from day one, we support Hamas. I told you from day one, we support him, Putin. You need haramis in this world to sort things out. So Putin and Russia wins, and Ukraine is falling apart. Ukraine's Minister of Justice resigns and is kicked out. Their Minister of Energy is out. You see that? So now the whole cabinet is falling apart. If you know anything of Ukraine and so forth, it's one of the most corrupt countries in the entire Europe and so forth. So the Democrats in America released the Epstein files, not in its totality, just some portions of it, snippets of it. And then they got about Trump, you see that? So Trump is a rapist, Trump is a pedophile. And remember, they were busy with Epstein, they were going with a Lolita, and raping the 13, 14-year-old girls and so forth. You see, Andrew, no more Prince Andrew. All the things came out about him. So same thing, Trump also. That humiliated, disgraced in the whole entire world. Chapter 22, Surah Hajj, verse 18. وَمَنْ يُهِنِ اللَّهُ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ مُكْرِيمٍ. And whosoever Almighty Allah disgraces, none can give him honor. An idiot and a moron, that's what he is. The G7 is taking place in Canada next week, and there will be a G20 in South Africa. So there on the sidelines, Marco Rubio, another Pakka Harami Shaitan, and the Aulad and children of Satan, he meets his counterpart, the Indian guy, foreign minister, and he tells them that we will help you to find the perpetrators of the bombing by the Lal Qila, the Red Fort. Meaning, we must catch the Muslims, because America is anti-Islam and Muslims, and the Hindus are anti-Muslim, we know that. So the Quran has taught us that. So that is what they're trying to wage, a war. But the more they try, more people embrace Islam. Listen to this. This is now Haaretz newspaper and so forth. The settlers are attacking the Bedouins there on the outskirts and so forth. The worst attack against the Palestinians in the past 20 years are taking place right under our nose. Right under, remember, the world looking. And there is no Hamas. This is in the West Bank and so forth. So imagine how they lie. And then they say they want peace. Herzog comes here, you must remember, to Zambia, we want peace. Goes to Congo, we want peace. When a Jutla and a Jew Harami says they want peace. It's not P-E-A-C-E, it's P-I-E-C-E. How they can steal and occupy more and more land of the Palestinians. Therefore, we support Hamas. Imma al-Shahada wa imma al-Ghanima. We will never give up our arms, inshaAllah. Wa lan nastaslim li ahad. We will never surrender. And either we go for martyrdom or either we go for victory. And that Allah will grant us that, you see that. More than 2 years and they're still standing. That is a karamat, a miracle on its own. We should know these things. Putin, he is going to visit Kyrgyzstan in 2026. You see, he accepted the invitation. Trump wants Herzog to pardon Netanyahu. Now, Trump is President Shaitan in America. But he is telling the president of Israel, Herzog, not the Harami, you must pardon and forgive him, that is Netanyahu, that there are 3 charges against him of corruption, you must just pardon him. Now just look at the Western law. There was another Harami, just go slow, you know, slow motion, that is, oh, Biden, you see. So slow motion, he can't even walk properly and all that, and he forgets and what have you, the Harami. So his own party kicked him out and so forth. Tell him, you can't take on Clinton, let Kamala take on, but she also got humiliated. Anyway, so now, this when it was Biden's time, he told the world, no, I will not give pardon to my son Justice. You see that? So you must remember that. I won't give him, you must remember this, whatever the hell his name is, you must remember that. But he was looking for more prostitutes, more drugs and guns and so, and all these things. Few days before that, the term ends, he pardons his son. You must remember this. So that is how your American politics works. That he, this criminal, comes into White House, that is Trump, 34 charges against him, 33, 34, whatever it is. So you must remember that. So remember, whether it's 10 or 20 or 30. So remember, criminal charge and guilty and everything. You say, no, I pardon myself. I pardon my supporters who caused all the riots there in Capitol Hill. So how the hell your law works? The president can just pardon anybody so they can keep on committing crimes and so forth. Therefore, in Islam, you only find justice. Islam is called deen. If the leader commits a crime, so he must be punished. There's no pardon and presidential pardon and all that. So now, this is the... So if they pardon Netanyahu, the world won't forget. We will never forget. We will never forgive. And we will say you are guilty of genocide. And you are a war criminal, and so forth and so on. Look at Pakistan, the idiots, you understand? Therefore, I told you 100 times now, Pakistan politicians, majority chore here, they are crooks, remember that. The army is corrupted to the core. So the head of Pakistan army is Hafiz, Asif Munir, you see that? Now they made an amendment to their constitution, and they said that, you know, he is given and granted immunity for life. So he, Asif, can do whatever he wants to, put Imran Khan in jail for 800 days and leave him there, put Daswan in jail, and nobody can touch him. The untouchables, you see that? Crazy guys, you must remember. Finally, after 43 days, now the Democrats and the Republicans agreed that the shutdown will end now, and hundreds of thousands of people not paid, people who belong to the lowest end there. No, they weren't getting food and so forth in the past few days. So complete chaos there. The airline industry on the verge of bankruptcy sometimes. Israel destroyed. You see that? You did now in Tafsir. Yukhribuna buyutahum. So they destroyed the Palestinian buildings there in Gaza and so forth. 1,500 buildings destroyed by them. These are Israelis. Jutlas, the haramis, the swines and the pigs they are. And Saudi, the Najdis, Wahhabis, Kafir government of Saudi Arabia. They think the Baytullah Kaaba Musharrafa belongs to MBS or his father Salman or grandfather Abdul Aziz. It belongs to Allah alone. They say no Hajj for the chronically ill. They say that when you land there in Jeddah or Medina Munawwara, they will have doctors, they'll check you up. Your heart condition is very bad, you got cancer, they'll deport you. Who the hell you think you are? You must remember that. In Islam, innakum tunsaroon wa turzaqoon bidu'afaikum. Allah will help you. Allah Ta'ala will send more barakah and rizq for you through the weak people and sickly people. So this is how they think, just like the Jutlas, because the Ahle Sa'ud are Jutlas originally. Allahumma ahlik Ahle Sa'ud kama ahlakta Ada wa Thamud. And that conference is finished yesterday, you see that. So Rabi'a is the minister of Hajj. He says, the contracts are finalized for already 1 million people for Hajj next year, you see, 2026 and that. Tehran, their reservoirs are empty, basically, 2-3%. You see, you kafir Shias, I told you, but you don't want to listen. I came there as a visitor, and I beat you there in Qum in the debate, right? And then you try to bribe me up there in Tehran. Allah's fazl, Allah's karam, Allah's mercy, Allah saved me from all your haramis. And I told you that time, why the hell you don't have a masjid for us, the Ahlul Sunnah? The only capital in the Muslim world, if you want to call them Muslims, that does not have a mosque and a masjid for us, the Ahlul Sunnah. Anybody tells you there's a proper masjid for us Sunnis, he's either a Shia sympathizer or a Shia or a moron and an ignorant person, remember that. So what you expect? Allah's curse is on you. So now they're facing huge problems. Botswana to buy the majority shares of diamonds and that in De Beers and so forth. Botswana, they sharpshoot, you see. Their pula is more, you understand, valuable than our rent also. Let's come to South Africa. Junaid Mota, you better forget going to China Mall and all that next week there. There's going to be so much security in Johannesburg, Sandton and all that. 60 heads of state are coming to South Africa. So now they're fixing everything up, the potholes and the signage. They're putting lipstick on the pig. You see that? Cyril, at least one thing you did good. This I'll tell you, you did good. So Cyril Ramaphosa woke up from his slumber and he fired, you see, that Dion George belongs to the DA. He's holding two passports, South African passport and American passport. So how the hell you didn't find out this long time ago? What is he doing in your cabinet and so forth? Minister of Forestry and that. So they fired him and dumped him out. Very good. He is replaced by Willem Oukamp, some Afrikaner guy. Which is the best and cleanest town in South Africa? It only got 2,000 residents. So they say the best and cleanest town in South Africa is Bloemhof. You see that? When you go from here towards Kimberley and all that, you will pass there Bloemhof. So 30 people killed in Cape Town in the past 72 hours. You see that? A blight and an indictment on you, the DA that is. All this Black Friday, for you Muslims to advertise Black Friday is haram. Remember that. Yes? They're selling something cheap there and you need it to go and buy it, that's permissible. But for you to send out messages, we got Black Friday sale and so forth, it's haram. Every Friday for us is Nurani Friday. There's Nur, Radiance and Effulgence. 4 million plus people in South Africa do not have IDs. You see that? Today between 8:30 and 9, Mozaid will interview Hafiz Umair of Gatwick Travel and our brother Ahmed Rashid, you see, Juma of Marisburg, Epic Travel. And the conference is finished there, the expo in Jeddah. So now they'll give you the report back of what were the deliberations and so forth and so on. 11 to 12 will be the open line. And inshallah, Aziz, 1 to 2 will be the tafsir. Tonight is Laylatul Jumu'ah, read Surah Kahf, lot of Durood Sharif, the best gift for the best of Allah's creation on the best night of the week and the best day of the week. Aksiru minas salati alayya yawm al-jumu'ah. Abundant Durood Sharif. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.